Patrick McDonald is here. Patrick, of course, fine film critic over at HollywoodChicago.com. He's also the chief guide for Chicago Film Tour. Go to ChicagoFilmTour.com and see all the different sites in the cities where your favorite movies have been filmed. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
We'll be running Sunday and Saturday at 10:30. I switch those days up to make you pay attention.
Oh, that's better.
10:30 a.m. Saturday and Sunday.
He's also weekend. Our friend, Bill.
Yeah, he's a friend.
He is. You are
a friend.
Friends and mentors.
Yes.
Friends and lovers.
Patrick, what? Jump in on this.
Come on.
We had on Jimmy Pardo, a fine comedian,
yes.
A little while ago when we were talking about movies between Wendy and myself and Jimmy that we have walked out on. Now,
right.
When you think about that, you think to yourself, you made the thought process of all the movies
right.
playing to sit down, to give your money, and sit
right.
down in a theater and watch a film. But sometimes you despise a movie so badly that you just decide, I can't endure it. I have to walk out of this. Has this happened to you?
Yes. And you know, it's also a reasoning is you can't endure it anymore. Something's happening in the film. It's just not... Your rhythm's not there.
Right.
Zorro the Gay Blade.
That's the only
movie
ever
I walked out of.
And I, as I said, I've had two.
Yes.
The first one was this movie, Crash. Now, not the one that came about
right.
later that was really good, but there was one with James Spader and Holly Hunter, and the premise
yes.
was people who got sexually excited by being involved in or seeing car crashes.
Yes.
I liked that movie.
Did you enjoy that? Yeah.
I was getting my freak on.
It's a strange one.
The problem I had with it was, and it's weird because I guess the other movies certainly you could say this about, or television shows too, there wasn't a single character in the movie that wasn't only, you couldn't root for them, you hate it, like everybody was just despicable in it. And I just wasn't in the mood for just 90 minutes of despicable people.
It was a gauzy dream too, just like Tree of Life when you mentioned earlier.
Yeah,
you know, it's their fever dreams.
Do you see what I see or didn't see in Tree of Life? It was just very.
Who's in that? What's that about?
Brad Pitt is the biggest star. I don't know what
yes,
it's about.
Even Sean Penn didn't know what it was about, and he was significant
in it. Too.
In it.
Yeah.
So it's I don't think it's what it's about. Yeah. It's basically what is, you know, dreamed. You know, it's surreal.
Could you follow it? Did you have any idea when it was over what they were talking about?
Again, you know, with the director, Terrence Malick, I was used to the way that he presented things. So
very
I
abstract.
Think, again, rhythm-wise, I was into it. Ask me what it's about. I'd have to see it again and
yeah.
assess it. Maybe
you could
next
sit
time.
Through it twice.
I could.
Oh, you're brave. You're so brave. What did you walk out of?
Well, this is interesting because when I was a young lad, I loved the Beatles, and they were showing Let It Be at my college, Indiana University.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was a rhythm thing. I was expecting, you know, again, we were talking about this Hard Day's Night, Help. I knew it was a documentary, but I didn't know it would be so depressing and so
it's slow
weird.
Too.
It's very slow.
Yeah.
It's very slow. And my familiarity with that period wasn't really there.
Yeah.
So the songs that they were doing or trying to do, I just didn't get it. So
yeah.
Maybe I had something going. Maybe it was Dollar Beer Night at the...
That's
isn't that funny, though, that we all remember movies we walked out on, and there aren't many.
Right.
I mean, typically, you will just kind of suck it up and sit through
right.
it, and maybe there'll be some redeeming qualities by the end.
Even at the $1.50 house, you know,
that's
you're talking
what I walked
about.
Out on. I know.
And also, our attention spans keep getting shorter
yes.
and shorter, so you would think more
yes.
people, if a movie wasn't appealing to them, would bolt on it, but it is. It's very, very rare when a movie's that bad that you
yeah.
just walk out on. The Chicago Film Festival is going
yes.
on right now. It's not. It doesn't seem, Patrick, to be getting the publicity that I'm used to. What's going on there?
Well, I think it's an atmosphere thing. You know, I think with some of the other film festivals, it is identified with the moment and the town. So when you're talking to Toronto Film Festival or Tribeca, which is a neighborhood thing in New York, you know, whereas Chicago, it's sort of a, you know, we it doesn't seem there's so much going on. The Cubs, for
yeah,
example,
right.
and it's just you know when there's competing attention from other things, then something like that would get shuffled aside. Whereas in previous years, it is the main event.
Right.
So I you know maybe that's the explanation. But my friends at the film festival, please, I love it, and I won't say anything more.
Can you clear this up?
Yes.
The film festival is open to the public. I've heard people say, I'm not in the industry, so I can't go to this
film
festival.
Oh, no. I always tell people, especially if you're interested in a particular country, to go and sample, you know, the cinema fair from that country, because that's how you understand the culture of anything.
Right.
And So there's so much to choose from. There's so many genres. And if you're into horror, they have an After Dark series that has just been one of the most popular things in the festival the last 3 years when they started it. So everything is there, folks. Just go to ChicagoFilmFestival.com and you'll get it. And what's coming up, of course, here's a good tip. The 2 days before the end of the festival, Tuesday and Wednesday, they have the best of the fest all day where they show only the best that has come out of audience favorites and, yeah. and the award winners. The award ceremony is tomorrow night, so we'll name the best film of it. And my highlight, of course, was meeting Peter Bogdanovich, the director.
So good.
Yeah.
And what has he directed for us non-film students?
Well, his seminal work was...
Paper Moon.
I would think Paper Moon, too. But yeah. The Last Picture Show, What's Up, Doc, and Paper Moon. It was like a trifecta of just perfection. And then, you know, kind of fell off the charts a bit. And they had
the one who had the relationship with Dorothy Stratton.
Correct.
Remember the movie Star 80?
Yes.
I do, with Eric Roberts.
Yeah.
And the sex machine.
Yes.
Maybe I do get my freak on at movies.
Maybe. But he really, I mean, there was a time where I think he was, if not the hottest director in Hollywood, certainly way up there.
Well, he was there with the Spielbergs and the Lucases and
you know, all those guys from the
70s.
He was on The Sopranos. He was Tony Soprano's psychiatrist's psychiatrist.
Who are you?
Peter Bogdanovich.
Oh, Bogdanovich. I know exactly who that is. Okay. I thought you said Bogdanovich, and I'm like, that's just too similar.
It's my cold.
Okay.
My film festival
cold. Oh, I totally
cold.
Know who that is.
Yeah.
But anyway, he did talk about Star 80, which surprised me. And he said that, you know, he talked to Bob Fosse because he knew him.
Yeah.
He had helped Fosse out when he made Lenny. Bob Fosse was
the director of Star 80.
Yes. And
Thanks for filling us in.
I just didn't know if
I know, because you guys get together and you sit there and throw down.
Yeah, we're just talking like we know everybody. and he said that... he asked him why he was making the film, and he said, it's a good story. And he said, well, if something happened to you like that, I wouldn't make a movie about it.
So, wow. For people who don't know the story, is Peter Bogdanovich, the film director, fell in love with Dorothy Stratton, a Playboy playmate, who was then murdered by her boyfriend. Very strange man. So the story got even weirder after she died, because Peter Bogdanovich was so wrapped up in Dorothy Stratton that after she died... he then fell in love with and married her much, much, much younger sister.
Louise. Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, Dorothy Stratton was in They All Laughed, which was Bogdanovich's, you know, opus to his love for her.
Yeah.
And so...
not a good movie,
It was during the editing process. It's getting a little more appreciation. It's kind of a cult film now.
Yeah.
They had a documentary about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the whole period... about it was called Peter Bogdanovich and the American Film. It has yesterday in the title, but I should have written it down. But anyway, that was shown at the film festival, and he came to represent it. And they showed They All Laughed.
I'm glad you got to meet him.
Yes,
great filmmaker. All right, we'll take a quick break. Patrick McDonald is here. We'll talk about some films that are opening this week in just a little bit.
And a quick little head up to the newsroom and Kim Gordon.
Yes, I need to redact myself.
Oh God.
Jumped in a little too early. Trump says he will totally accept the results of the presidential election, quote, if I win.
All right.
That changes things.
Changes things a little bit, and I'm sorry that I jumped the gun a little.
It's good to know that he'll accept them if he wins. We're making progress.
I know you're relieved.
Yeah, we're making some definite progress. All right, more coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, along with Patrick McDonald, the film critic over at HollywoodChicago.com, chief guide for Chicago Film Tour. Go to ChicagoFilmTour.com. All your information is there. There's a bunch of movies opening up this weekend, Patrick. What do we need to know about?
This is an amazing weekend for films. 15 new releases in Chicago. The main ones, of course, Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. And, of course, Tom Cruise is also doing the adult film version of that, Jack Reacheround.
Oh, he is.
Yes,
How about that?
So it's
something for everybody.
Another Zach Galifianakis comedy, Keeping Up with the Joneses, another adaptation of a Philip Roth novel, the second one this year, American Pastoral. And, of course, Tyler Perry's Boo!
Quit Madea, it. Stop scaring us.
Madea.
I'm a deer.
I'm a big man dressed as a woman. I'm a deer.
Which, have you seen any of these yet? I know you're busy with the film festival.
This is the week that I saw the least of the new releases, except for A Certain Woman, or not A Certain Woman, but the film is called Certain Women. It's three stories set in Montana about how women survive in places like that in open country and getting the small jobs that allow them to survive. That it's not that it's wilderness, it's certainly modern society out there, but it's not like here where you can get jobs readily.
Sure.
So it's interesting how people adapt and survive.
This is a drama, I'm guessing.
It is a drama, and it's with Laura Dern, Michelle Williams, and Kristen Stewart, who's taken her Twilight money and just said, I'm going to make great movies from now on. So
Tyler Perry doesn't play any of the three women in this one.
No, he doesn't, but he would have been welcome to.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 for that one.
Oh,
and that was that was my pick of the week.
Can I ask you this really quick?
Please do.
I keep seeing the clips for Jack Reacher, and all the clips show is him punching people like through glass in one scene. He goes into a guy's house and punches him.
Yeah.
Is the entire movie just Tom Cruise punching people?
I would assume it is. I didn't see the first one, so I can't tell you how the second one turns out.
In the first one, he slapped people, I guess he's moving on.
The one thing I'll say about Cruise, man, is he 50...
He's
five,
over 50, yeah.
And he's still playing the butch action hero.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
There's something he's overcompensating for.
No.
I don't know.
Take that back.
I won't.
That's not true at all.
I love you, Tom Cruise. I see you every day at the film tour when we go past Belmont Harbor.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Is that where the Porsche fell in?
Yep.
Yep.
They built the dock themselves, though.
There was
on the other side of the harbor. Yes.
I went to see Magnificent Seven a couple weeks ago,
yes.
And they showed, before Magnificent Seven, they showed clips for 5 movies, and in 3 of them, it was just a guy punching other guys, and that Jack Reacher was one of them, and I thought to myself, I don't even think there's screenwriters in some of these movies anymore. They just go, just get a camera and get
Tom
Cruise and just have him punch people for 90 minutes. It'll be a great movie.
What was the last movie you saw?
Magnificent Seven 2 weeks ago.
And what did you think of that?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I don't know what it is. There's something about seeing a Western on a Saturday afternoon in a movie theater.
That's perfect.
There you go.
Just felt
the romance
so
of America.
Good.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it's kind of a rehash. It's
It is. It's very traditional Western.
Yeah.
I liked it, too. There were some odd moments in it, but overall I liked it. And the tribute to the Wild Bunch with the gun at the end. But you know, you talk about people punching people. Movies with guns now.
What, are you obsessed with that?
It was just, it's so weird. I'm sure there's more to this Jack Reacher movie than him just going up to people and punching them. Because you can't make a movie like that.
Certainly more in the adult film version. So
of course there is. Of course there is. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter.
I still haven't seen the new Ghostbusters, and I'm dying to do it.
I think it's on DVD.
It's on DVD in the extended version. Again, that one was, why did they get Paul Feig to direct it? Because it wasn't his type of movie.
Right.
It was a big special effects spectacular.
Right.
I saw that in New York City.
Did you like it?
I did. It was fine, but you know, it certainly just kind of sat there. It wasn't, there wasn't anything new said about the Ghostbusters. Genre.
Right. But for all the hype, like everybody was excited. They've been excited about this since they first announced it.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just came and went.
Came and went. Didn't
do well at all.
No.
It'll do better on DVD.
It will. And Ghostbusters 2 was already named and then pulled after.
Oh,
I think we talked about that a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, poof.
And can we, this is just, I saw this announcement, and I just want to make mention of it.
Yes.
Wendy and I discussed ad nauseum the loss of Gene Wilder. We love Gene Wilder.
Yes.
And Willy Wonka is one of my 2 favorite movies of all time. They're doing a prequel now to Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Warner Brothers bought the rights from the Raoul Dahl estate to take on the Willy Wonka franchise as a series of stories. So they're going to start.
Did he do a book based on a young Willy Wonka, though?
I don't think he did. He did a sequel
to
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory,
right.
I believe.
Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator.
Ah, yes. As they burst into the air and at the end, yes.
Did they punch people in the glass elevator?
Charlie's just punching people.
Candy punches?
Vin Diesel played Charlie in it. It was great.
But they're hoping to make a franchise a la Harry Potter or something, I think, because they're going to show him younger. They're going to show the development of Charlie Bucket.
Interesting.
It
could be really great or really not so great.
Yeah, well, just like the remake that Tim Burton did.
Yeah.
That was, to me, that was a drag.
Yeah,
and
didn't have the magic.
Wilder was very critical of that, and he got really, you know, taken to the woodshed for that because apparently maybe he was contractually to honor the movie, but that one didn't click.
It didn't click.
And I love Tim Burton and I love Johnny Depp, but it just didn't. Yeah. It didn't click.
Why was he acting like Michael Jackson?
That was a weird character choice.
It was
very odd.
I don't get it.
Especially what was going on at the time.
That's Patrick McDonald, whose voice you're hearing. He's the film critic over at HollywoodChicago.com. That's the website, HollywoodChicago.com. And then he's also chief guide for the Chicago Film Tour. That time you want to go to ChicagoFilmTour.com if you want more information there. Thank you, Patrick.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Great to see you again. We'll take a quick break.
Cheers,
Steve has the Wintrust Business Lunch coming up. We'll talk to him about that next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.